had to go about it, write it out and find it myself. And there's some stories I can tell you. I had to fail, had to fall just for what.
This is the Final Word Daily. Australia, West Indies at Perth, aka the Kingdom of Chrome. The stadium that is impossible to escape from after hours. Jeff Lemon and Bharat Sundaresan, because Adam Collins has fallen over and sprained his voice and is being filled in for on the show today. And here is a challenge, because if anybody's going to struggle to tell you about 90 overs in 30 seconds, it's Bharat Sundaresan. But that's your job. Good luck.
For 11 long years, Craig Brathwaite has rallied around the West Indies. But today, it's an opportunity for the West Indies to rally around Craig Brathwaite, because he's given them a chance to be very, very proud of this test team. Another day remains, 3 sessions, can the West Indies bat out? That'll be the story for tomorrow, but today, take a bow, Craig Brathwaite.
Okay, that tells me nothing about what actually happened today, but thank you. I would have said something like, Australia resumed one down, David Warner got out for 48, but Manus Labuschagne went on to a century, that made it twin tons in the match. Steve Smith still with him at lunch on 20 not out, they declared at 182 for two, a lead of, I can't remember, heaps. And then the West Indies were 3 for 192 by stumps, Brathwaite 101 not out. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's you know, but we have different.
We have different ways.
Different strokes.
Different strokes.
It is very important to apply different strokes depending on the folk who you're stroking. That's how I understand that phrase to work. But nonetheless, it was like there were 200s in the day, and they felt like different kinds of hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, one was a fill your boots declaration ton, and one was, I mean, it was proper resistance against some quality bowling.
Oh, absolutely. And Manus Labuschagne just did a press conference where he acknowledged that he is lucky. He knows the rub of the green is going his way. And apparently some of his fellow batters have been making fun of him. They said that maybe, you know, it's the quote from the Bible that he has under his bat. Maybe he should just scribble it on Josh Hazlewood's shoe. Because there was a point, and we will talk about it, where Josh Hazlewood bowled a ball that hit the top of the off bail of Craig Brathwaite, and it didn't dislodge it. So Craig Brathwaite was still in there. But yeah, it was all about resistance. It was incredible batsmanship as well. I think he went through the gears beautifully, Craig Brathwaite, soaked in the new ball, came out looking a lot more positive after the tea break, and he's given the West Indies an outside chance of saving this game.
My brain has spat out the number. I think it was 498 was the target that Australia
set. That's right.
Which means that at this stage, maybe we'll go to the end of the day first. West Indies 192 for three. They need 303 more runs to win. I think it's one of these situations where if they were to somehow bat out the fifth day, it would be kind of hard to do it without scoring the runs. Like, if you're out there for that long, like, maybe you should just, like, you only need three and over. The pitch is still playing nicely. Maybe, and like, the closer you get, the more nervous you make the other team as well. I mean, it could all end in about half an hour tomorrow morning. Mayers has just come out to bat. He's got a sore shoulder. The all-rounders to come after that, Holder and Chase. It's not a lot of batting to come, and by rights, Australia should wrap it up comfortably tomorrow. But they also might be a bowler down, because Pat Cummins didn't bowl today. He might be fit to bowl tomorrow, but he had a slightly sore quad, and so they just wanted to be very conservative, given he's a bowling captain and they've got the whole summer ahead of them. They said, well, don't make him bowl today, see how he pulls up in the morning.
Yeah.
They've got Cameron Green in there for that kind of insurance policy. Nathan Lyon bowled nicely and used the bounce. Stark and Hazlewood did a job. But it just hasn't been easy for bowlers the whole time through this test match.
No, and it's interesting because there has been enough in this pitch, even today when Josh Hazlewood bowled. He could have easily taken 3 or 4 wickets, but it's just been maybe good batting from both sides, at least in terms of showing the technique to survive. But they have survived. Maybe it's a bit of luck, like Manus Labuschagne experience.
Sure.
But the bowlers just haven't got the rub of the green their way from both sides.
Let's talk about that, that Labuschagne thing. So, you know, it's the start of the day.
Yes.
And there's an early spell of hostile fast bowling.
Excellent.
Like proper stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, talk us through it.
No, it was one over where Alzari Joseph bowls him a bouncer. And today Alzari Joseph was bowling like what we expected Alzari Joseph to bowl like, in the high 140s.
And he was like 15 Ks faster than he was in the first innings.
Absolutely. And so he bowls one short ball at 148 kph. It hits Manus's glove, hits him flush on the helmet. He's caught at gully. He thinks he's out. He's rattled. And then they retrospectively signal no ball. So he's got a reprieve.
By like a millimeter, like the proverbial insect appendage.
Just missed the mark. So Alzari Joseph just stood there. Manas gets a concussion test done, and as he told us now, he was quite rattled, so he was quite feeling a little dizzy, and he was obviously shaken up by that. Then Alzari Joseph obviously is charged up and angry as well. So he marches back, runs in, bowls him another bouncer. And then, but this time Manas is so shaken up by it, he's expecting every ball to be a bouncer. Then he bowls him a length delivery where you can see Manas kind of ducking, even though, because he's expecting a short ball, he ducks a length ball, but luckily it was slightly outside off stump. So he survives. Another bouncer, and he goes through that period. I mean, I think that's where the whole Manas Labuschagne luck narrative also needs the rider that he makes the most of his luck.
He's good enough to make the most of it once it happens. And that's leaving out the bouncer before he got hit, which he sort of tried to play a hook shot at and top edge for six.
That was the previous ball.
Yeah, I mean, a completely uncontrolled shot. So he had his luck against those early bits of good bowling. Warner looked a little more comfortable against Alzari Joseph, although, you know, I mean, Warner doesn't love facing really fast short bowling anymore, but he can do it, and he's still capable of doing
it. Of course.
So, and then they're able to push on, and basically within a couple of overs, I mean, Joseph then has a loose over where he bowls some down the leg side, clipped away for boundaries, goes for about a dozen off the over, and then he's unhappy, and then he eventually comes out of the attack, and nobody else is really able to follow up, and the injuries start having an effect. Kemar Roach comes off the field after bowling three overs. He's got a leg problem.
Posterior thigh. I've never heard of that
before.
Posterior thigh.
That sounds like a fancy way of saying butt. Yeah, he's got a butt problem.
Yeah, I'm scratching my posterior thigh.
Yeah, like we spoke about Steve Waugh's buttock strain the other day that cost him a test match in the 2000-2001 series. You can do it. Put your ass into it. And that is what Kemar Roach is going to have to do. Kyle Mayers couldn't bowl already, didn't bowl in the innings because his shoulder was giving him grief. Jason Holder came off the field to get treatment for a while. I mean, he walks like very stiff-legged at the best of times. He looks like he's just got off a long horse ride.
Yeah.
But he came off for treatment. They were bowling the spinners, and there was just that feeling of like, just waiting for the Australians to declare, you know, whatever. They're just going to bat till lunch, and hopefully that then they'll leave us alone. Maybe they'll bat for a while. In a way, the West Indies sort of wanted Australia to bat on longer.
Yeah, of course.
Because why not? The more time they bat, the more time they take away from West Indies having to bat. But the declaration comes at lunch. The roller gets out on the pitch. And then it's that good opening partnership again. It's Craig Brathwaite and it's Tejinder Chanderpaul, who made 51 in the first innings.
Yes, he did.
He makes 45 today off 128 balls, I'm going to say, off the top of my head.
Yep.
Bats all the way through the second session, into the third session after the tea break. He's playing the hook and pull shot quite a lot, not smashing boundaries, but just playing them for singles, picking up the odd two or three.
Yep.
Happy to take on that short ball, happy to leave a lot of balls outside the off stump. Like, the patience, the temperament. I know, as you mentioned the other day, he's not a kid, he's 26, but to come in and play like that in your first test match is still impressive.
Oh, very, very impressive. And it was during that lunch break that we found out that Pat Cummins will not be walking onto the field because of the injury. I did see him walk to the middle and have a word with the umpires. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, he doesn't come out. So I think that also played into Australia's decision to give themselves five sessions so that they don't reach a point where they panic and they have to bowl the fast bowler for an extra spell when he's not ready for it. So I think they've given themselves that extra cushion, which I think works because it's at that point it wasn't about the number of runs.
Right.
You're right. And then Tej Narayan Chanderpaul played as well as he did in the first innings. The short ball he handled so well because he doesn't always play the full-blooded pull shot. Like you said, he helps it along nicely and he's got that whole Marcus Trescothick about him, the way he leaves it, much like Craig Brathwaite. I think it has a lot to do with the pitches that they play domestic cricket on as well back home. It looked like they were actually, if anything, they looked more untroubled than they did in that first innings where the ball did beat bat a lot more. Of course, they didn't have to face Pat Cummins on this occasion. And at the tea break, you thought that, well, West Indies have done what they did in the first innings. Mm-hmm. They've really made Australia work hard for that first wicket.
116 for the first wicket, does that sound right? Something like that. And there's the stroke of luck. It's against Green, isn't it, that Chanderpaul plays the pull shot that gets top edge down. And Mitchell Starc's running around at fine leg and has a lot of distance to make and has to dive across and he's on the move and bounces up and sort of hits himself in the head with it and can't take the catch. But then not long after that, Starc's bowling.
Next door.
Nasty sort of back of a length pace. Chanderpaul tries to cut too close to his body, chops it onto his stumps. He's gone. Shamar Brooks doesn't last all that long. Nathan Lyon gets him caught at slip. But then Blackwood comes in and does what he did in the first innings. Like, you know, I mean, he plays a couple of rasping drives down the ground, but he mostly just hangs in there. And Brathwaite's scoring relatively freely by
this point, actually.
Because he's facing Nathan Lyon a lot and he's sweeping a lot and he likes to play the sweep shot. And so he's past 50 by the time that Chanderpaul gets out. And then about 10 minutes before stumps, he gets his 100 with the sweep shot off Lyon. Places it away, has the big celebration. He's never made a ton against Australia. I remember him, he was on track for a Bannerman at one point in 2015 when West Indies were batting in the second innings. I think he made 92 and he made them very quickly. He just took on the bowling and everybody else made almost nothing and he was like 70% of the runs at one point, but the tail caught up a little bit. But so he had that 92 in Hobart, the score from memory. Made the 100 today, had his celebration. It's a nice moment, and he's still there. So, yeah, Blackwood gets out just after that, just before stumps, so they're three down rather than two down. I think if they'd gone in tomorrow with Blackwood coming back out with the captain, then there might have been a bit more optimism about trying to bat through the day. But if he's still there, it's possible.
Look, Carl Mayer's on debut walked out when the score was 3 for 59. They needed 395 to win against Bangladesh.
Yep.
And he got them home with 210 not out. So now they need 100 runs extra, but he's walked out to bat when they have 130 runs extra on the board. So they kind of need the same amount of runs. Or actually 40 fewer runs from where he's walked out.
Bigger boundaries here.
Bigger boundaries, different conditions, different bowling attack. Pat Cummins walked out onto the field when Chanderpaul got out, 36.3 overs. So add 36.3 overs, so he should be ready to bowl, I think. Second new ball, just before the second new ball, if he wants to bowl, if he's needed. But yes, I mean, it's going to come down to Craig Brathwaite. But just about the 100, there was this funny moment about his celebration as well.
Well, you can't talk about funny moments because it's not the Hall of Fame.
The segment is there. I'll wait for it.
And it's right here. It is.
It is.
And this filming here, and we have these bloody PA announcements that just keep going off behind us. Telling us not to smoke and vape and telling us which exits to use. You can't use any of the exits.
Even though we have used one.
You can't get out of Perth Stadium. It's impossible to get out
without, of. It's one of those stadiums where when you use the gate to get out, the siren goes off. So what do you want us to do?
Yeah, we're just trying to leave, man. Let us leave. Let us go home. The final word Hall of Fame is when we pick our most final word moments of the day. It's brought to you by Woodstock Cricket. If you want 20% off a absolutely sweet cricket bat, that won the prize for the best bat and the second best bat in the world, woodstockcricket.co.uk. Put in the code TFW20, you get 20% off. Can't beat that. Hall of Fame, talk us through it.
There's only one outright winner for the Hall of Fame moment today. So Craig Brathwaite, first 100 against Australia, he is on top of the world. So he crosses for a single after playing a sweep shot, one of many he played today. And then on the way there, he drops his bat. But he's still in a celebratory mood. The throw has come back to Alex Carey. The ball is still alive. It's not dead. So he just, like, as part of his celebration, runs back to the middle of the pitch to pick up his bat. And then suddenly,
you need your bat. You made 100. You have to wave
the bat.
It's the law. You get arrested if you don't do it.
And you have to look up as well.
Yeah.
And at that point, he realizes, oh no, the ball is still in play. And he then starts running back without the bat to the non-strikers. And I don't think Alex Carey realized, or I don't think anyone wanted to ruin his moment. Uh-huh. So I don't think Alex Carey and Nathan Lyon were really looking for the run out. So you can see Alex Carey just tossing the ball to Nathan Lyon. But Craig Brathwaite is panicking. He thinks, oh no, imagine being run out for 100, like after I've just celebrated it. And he did call it, he used that word, he called it a brain fade. But thankfully for him, he survived and he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still out there. And Nathan Lyon, I think, recognized the humor in it. He was sort of slyly pretending that he was about to take the ball and run him out, but wasn't actually doing it. I liked the touch after that, where you have the big Brathwaite celebration, la-di-da-di-da, on they go. Two balls later, Jermaine Blackwood caught it short leg, and the Australians all go up. It's you get a celebration, we get a celebration. Yeah, I mean, they had to work really hard for wickets today, and they had to do it without Cummins, so you've always got that thought in the back of your mind that you know you're one bowler down, you've got Green there to bowl, but you know Travis Head bowled a little bit, Labuschagne bowled a little bit. Yeah, you know, coming in and sending down the trashy military mediums, which he's taken some wickets for Glamorgan bowling those in county cricket, but slightly different conditions here at Perth Stadium. So, I don't know, it was an entertaining sort of day of Test cricket, and we've got one of those ones tomorrow that could be over in 40 minutes with a collapse, or it might go 4 hours, might go into the fifth or sixth. Ooh. Who knows how lucky we might be. You will find out when you listen to or watch The Final Word Daily, day 5. But this has been day 4. Bharat Sundaresan, thanks for coming in off the substitutes bench. Always ready to poach a goal in injury time. And I'm Jeff Lemon. We will see you on The Final Word. Questions, my current senses. That'd be the same we've been doing for centuries. Sorry if I ran out to empty, wrote this so you know what I meant here. I had to go about it.